taped remarks of the president for a testimonial dinner in honor of Senator Young to be played in Cleveland, Ohio on September 14, 1963. From the press secretary's office at the Newport Naval Station, Newport, Rhode Island, September 13, 1963.
I am pleased to join all of you tonight in extending a much-deserved tribute to our old friend and my former colleague, Steve Young. My friendship for him goes back to the days many years ago when we served together in the House of Representatives. Steve has always had the courage of his strong convictions. He not only has spoken out for his state, the state of Ohio in the Senate, but he also speaks for the United States and the best interests of all of our people. His political philosophy goes back to the early beginnings of this country, the strong democratic tradition in which he has believed and of which he is a great part. He's been a supporter of those pieces of legislation which have done the most for our people, which have permitted them to enjoy a fuller life, which has made him a leader on behalf of the programs of social legislation which have been so much a part of our country in the last years. And because of his own keen patriotic interest in the welfare of our country, he has also stood for a stronger America in a peaceful world. He has helped us strengthen our national defenses during the past 2 years. He has also worked hard for peace, and most recently he has been one of those senators who have supported the limited test ban as a step towards world peace. I think it's most appropriate that the featured speaker tonight should be our great friend President Truman, because it was President Truman who helped ignite popular support in Ohio for Steve Young in 1958. I join all of you in saluting Steve Young, and I'm confident that he will continue to speak for Ohio as he does today, speak for Ohio and speak for the United States. Thank you and good night.